W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. The border crisis will be big on the ballot in November. Donald Trump addressed it at a rally in Las Vegas Saturday.
Our border has become a weapon of mass destruction, our destruction. You know, it's our, it's a weapon of mass destruction.
President Biden was throwing jabs at his likely Republican opponent while in South Carolina.
There are only two presidents in American history who left office with fewer jobs than they took office. Herbert Hoover and, yes, Donald Herbert Hoover Trump.
Detroit Lions fans are in San Francisco hoping for a win today to get them to the Super Bowl for the first time ever.
It was pretty surreal. We've been season ticket holders now for quite some time, and it's pretty surreal to see them coming over here to play for the NFC Championship.
Now, their game is the second of the day. First up there, the Kansas City Chiefs visit Baltimore to take on the Ravens, where it is expected to be pouring rain and very windy. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley is reeling from the news that two big hospitals and several clinics are closing this spring. As Mike Moan reports, it will hurt older people who need long rides to get to health care.
Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls are among the many areas served by the new Freedom Transportation Program from the Center for Independent Living. People with disabilities, frail elders, and veterans are given rides to the doctor, grocery store, and for other basic needs. Program Director Bobby Hegna says the roster of volunteer drivers has had difficulty recovering from the pandemic.
We have some counties that there are no drivers in, and so we're constantly recruiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The closures also include some primary and specialty care locations. Hegna says one of the effects is that many patients will have their appointments on the same day at other providers, putting more pressure on existing drivers. Jim Flaherty with AARP Wisconsin says there's real concern having fewer providers will impact older residents in rural areas, which have aging populations. He says closing gaps will require community involvement. Flaherty adds telehealth is a good option and infrastructure needs to catch up.
Wisconsin has a great need for stronger, high-speed broadband service. It's got to be affordable and it's got to be accessible.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-led legislature have been at odds over how much state money to commit to current broadband efforts, with more federal support coming in. As for the closures, Hospital Sisters Health System says they'll likely happen over the spring and that it's trying to safely wind down services as it transitions patient care to other providers. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette beat Seton Hall. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a busy day at Fiserv Forum with back-to-back games on the same day. Marquette had lost to Seton Hall earlier this month by 3 points. This time they beat them decisively, 75-57. It's the Golden Eagles' fourth win in a row. They head to Villanova on Tuesday. Then last night it was the Bucks dominating the New Orleans Pelicans at Fiserv Forum by a final score of 141-117. The Bucks are now 21-5 at home. Doc Rivers asked why he took this job in Milwaukee at the age of 62.
I was bored. You know, I'm not kidding. I was bored. I would call coaches, just screw with them and talk. But yeah, I love basketball. I've only done it my whole life, either as a player or a coach. It's not like I've done a lot of other things in my life.
Do you feel like you still have something to prove?
I don't know I have anything to prove except for I want to win. I like winning.
That's the Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for your Sunday with highs topping out in the middle 30s. Light west winds developing. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies. A little patchy fog will be possible as our lows bottom out in the mid-20s. Clouds on Monday, highs near 40. Right now, it's 31.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Now, the music of the stars with Lou Rugani is on the air.
Something come along that'll temper our thoughts. We'll try to give that to you on today's Music of the Stars. Some of the words we use are powerful, even necessary. In fact, it might be said that some of the words we talk about the wind help build the world around us. We'll try to do that with the music today on the Music of the Stars and some local talent as well. That wind. Okay, you want the good news? It's almost February. Albert Sinatra.
I know there were 100 ways to tell her I loved her. It's funny how they're all clear today. And when her face was burning with sadness and yearning, I don't know why I turned my eyes away, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after. And the laughter, knowing how you would play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. The room was so alive with all her feelings and longings. I saw the spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I'd turned back and held her? A moment passes, something lovely dies, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after. Kisses and the laughter, knowing how you'd play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game.
Sinatra's album, She Shot Me Down, on Reprise. Perry Como, talking about a little boy named Jason. That was a popular name back a half century ago. That and Jennifer, remember? All the Jasons and Jennifers out there. Perry Como.
This ain't for the quarterback who lives upstairs in our house. This ain't for the princess who's sleeping down the hall. This ain't for the other one who looks just like her mama. This ain't for the baby who's the cutest one of all. Jason, this is my love for you, written down nature makes you do. When you're bad and out of line, I'm so glad you're mine. It hurts me when they tease you, 'cause your mind's a little slower. I'd like to take the sadness and turn it into joy. I watch you try so hard to do what usually comes easy. And after all, to me, you're such a special little boy. This is my love for you. Written down a thousand times. Jason, like the teacher makes you do. When you're bad and out of line, I'm so glad you're mine. Jason. Jason.
For a very special little boy named Jason, and the music of the stars statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network, to which you're tuned, is Tony on the music of the star.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I.
Tell him so. comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day, there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Hey, a little girl, better wear something pretty. Something you'd wear to go to the city and dim all the lights, pour the wine, stop the music. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready. Time to get ready.
You saw him dancing last night in some cafe. Gee, I haven't seen him since a year ago. And there are so many things I'm just dying to know.
Zadie Gourmet.
How did he look? Did he seem happy?
Hour on the music of the stars and the torches burning. Phil Harris on the music of the Stars with Jack Benny's comedic input. Yeah, but then later on, he did some torch songs too. Phil Harris on a peaceful end of January. It is peaceful, isn't it? Oh, well, let's see, have a look at the weather. Oh, that weather. Orchestra and Phil Harris. It's our torch hour. Gordon Jenkins wrote this, and the torch is burning.
You were Boston, I was Vegas. You were Crepe Suzette, I was Pie. Lectures, I was moving, but I loved you. You were Mozart, I was Basie. You were afternoon tea, I was saloon. Junior League, I was Dodgers, but I loved you morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter walk if I had kissed you more. You were Polo, I was
racetrack. You were museums. I was TV. You did your best to change me, though you never knew quite how. But I loved you almost as much as I do now.
Phil Harris did a great dramatic role in The High and the Mighty. 1954 Oscar winner, Best Soundtrack. Michael Bublé.
Someone to care, someone to share those lonely hours and moments of despair.
Sort of a doo-wop mode. Music of the Star. Chicago. Saw the choir in Kenosha in 1978 at the university. The music of the stars and our torch hour.
Till tomorrow I must leave thee.
as lesser known tunes. There's a movie, a biopic of songwriter Gus Kahn. The title, I'll See You in My Dreams. And there's a line in there kind of sums up how to write romantic Tin Pan Alley tunes. Doris Day played the lovely girlfriend of Gus Kahn, the young, struggling lyricist, gave him a piece of advice. All you've got to do, she said, is learn to say, I love you in 32 bars. Local talent, Petra Van Nuys. And Andy Brown, her hubby. Johnny Mandel wrote this. Paul Francis Webster did the lyrics.
Time for summer skies, for hummingbirds and butterflies and tender words that harmonize with love. A time for climbing hills, for leaning out of windowsills, admiring the daffodils above. A time for holding hands together. A time for rainbow-colored weather. A kind of make-believe as time goes drifting by, the willow bends, and so do I. But oh, my friend, whatever sky above, I've known a time for spring, time for fall, but best of all, a time for friend. time for spring, a time for fall, but best of all, a time for
Van Nuys and Andy Brown of Chicago. The music of the stars, statewide in the Civic Media Radio Network.
A time for summer skies, for hummingbirds and butterflies. For tender words that harmonize with love. A time for climbing hills, for leaning out admiring the daffodils above. A time for holding hands together. A time of make-believe that we've been dreaming of. As time goes drifting by, the willow friends, whatever sky above, I've known a time for spring, a time for fall, but best of all, a time for love.
It's Tony with Johnny Mandel. It's time for Tony and Jack Jones on the Music of the Stars.
Goodbye. No use leading with our chins. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Before you walk away, I sincerely want to say I wish you
give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health, and more than wealth, I wish you love. Storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
Just
what's one more time?
Mike Bernagar, Perry Como, and Barbara Streisand. Team. Stand by for news now on weather, the music of the stars for another 4 hours live on Sunday, 7 till noon Central on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief.